Watch that go live.
That'd be hilarious. We are live. Someone said late again. They literally gave us 2 seconds.
God damn.
Calm down.
No, they just didn't give us a chance, man.
Can't do shit right.
They have no faith in us, bro.
Facts. I just want to hate. They just want to hate.
We're here, though. We're back. We missed a week. You know, we were at NBA All-Star Weekend. We could have streamed the Monday, but we all got back into town. You know, Donovan was sleepy. You know, his old man style. He needs to get his beauty rest. Game a week off.
Don't act like it was just me. Don't act like it was just me. Because I had the earliest flight. And I
got, whoa. I had the earliest flight.
First off, we got on the plane at the same time. Come on. We were at the airport. We rode to the airport together at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anyways, right? But I got back before you did. So I was able to take a nap before everybody else. Everybody else had a full day of travel. It was tough. But we're back. We are back.
I'm seeing people spam Donnie Smoot can't shoot. Would you like to answer these allegations, Don?
Let's talk about this real quick. I need y'all to understand because there's two things that happened during All-Star Weekend. One, Mo officially became an op, right? Multiple times he posted content trying to embarrass me, tried to diminish my legacy, and I don't appreciate that. Understand what was going on here. First of all, 2 seconds after this started, snow. Right in my face. Understand the conditions that I was shooting in, right? I'm an inside shooter. I've never been good. I've never been great outside. That's one. Two, Mo also posted a video of me sleeping during the All-Star game. Son, please don't ever.
I must intervene. Now, Donovan, I fear, brother, you are taking that one personally. That
of course
was to
I
display
am.
Everyone that of course All-Star weekend as a whole was stupid trash. You were sleeping through that bitch. Isaac, he wasn't dozing off, but he was on his goddamn iPhone just looking at Twitter, bro, on a consistent basis. I was the only one actually tuned in, and I felt ashamed that I was tuning in because of that, bro.
Yeah, the All-Star game was not fun. This Donovan shooting this shot right here that we keep showing on screen, the most exhilarating shot of the weekend for me personally. Counting the three-point contest, counting the dunk contest, counting the All-Star game, counting the Rising Stars game, counting the celebrity game. This was the highlight of my basketball weekend.
Yeah, highlight of basketball life probably, bro. Because
the next time, people have been asking for it for a long time. And I promise to goodness, the next time we all get together, we're playing one-on-one. We're playing 21.
I got to train.
I will never play harder than I will on that game.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Loser shaves their beard.
I'm not shaving my beard under any circumstances.
I shaved my beard and went like full bald about like a year and a half ago. When I tell you I had a crisis.
Like Richard Jefferson type bald?
Like nothing on my face. In the head. I had a crisis.
I was like.
Right. I was looking in the mirror like, who is this person? I was not in a good place mentally. I'm not doing that again.
You know what else is not making me not in a good place mentally? The goddamn eaters. I thought they were supposed to be in the chat. It says like there's like 300 of them, 318. But why do I only see 62 likes right now? That is abysmal. This is supposed to be a momentous stream, a very monumental stream to me in TD3 history. You know why? Where am I at? Oh my goodness! Guys, I'm proud to say it, but we finally did it. You watching the camera right now got me out the hood. I am no longer there.
Yeah.
Instead. I am 4 hours away from the hood.
Clap it up.
Look at me. This is a new studio.
Boxes behind you?
Yeah, boxes behind me. Now, I may look like it, but I'm not still.
Listen, man. Y'all donated. Last stream, y'all donated like $500. It was crazy. Y'all were running it up. We got like a $150 donation, followed by a $200 donation. We directly gave that money to Mr. Mojo99, got him out the hood, moved him across the country. We're here.
Yeah, and listen, man. Just because I'm here now doesn't mean that the quest and the grind to stay out of the hood just falls off, bro. That's a new grind. Keep me out of the hood or else I'll go back in that bitch. Swear to God. Red is crazy these days.
Yeah, listen, shout out to Kevin Galicki. He just donated $10. He said, tomorrow night will be my 10th Celtics game I've gone to this season. So in spirit, my hot take is Jaylen Brown is the best-looking NBA player. All right, man. That's you. But that $10 is going straight to Mo's fund to stay out of the hood.
Woo! Jaylen Brown, shout out to you. Looking handsome and shit.
You kind of look like Jaylen Brown without the beard.
Now that is crazy.
Racism. Racism strikes again.
No, man. So, chat, as you guys see by the stream title, we're going to be giving, each of us are going to give 5 bold predictions for the rest of the season. Before we get to that, obviously we got a bunch of news stories to talk about, especially because we took a week off of the stream. Let me know in the chat right now what y'all want to see us talk about. I'm going to read it while we go through our links. Let me know what you want to see us talk about today.
Yep.
Don, where should we start?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Listen, people have been saying this. They're saying it right now. People have been saying it before the stream started. We need to talk about what the Los Angeles Clippers did today, because that is easily the biggest news of the day.
And the especially fact for that us.
Especially for us.
We were getting tags all over Twitter. I'm sure y'all got it on your personals as well. Yep. We got it all over the T3 official Twitter. People were like, what you think? Donovan, they've been waiting for this fucking moment.
Yo, I saw this come out. And I felt so much immense pressure as the go-to podcast on the internet for NBA branding, NBA jerseys, NBA logos. We have several shorts and TikToks with like 5 million views a pop talking about NBA logos. We are the preeminent logo opinioners on the internet about the NBA. Somehow became the preeminent Clippers hater podcast because of yours truly, Donovan Smoot. So this is our time to shine. We had to have an opinion on this. Exactly. Donovan, I'm going to lay the red carpet out for you. As the Clippers hater, how do you feel about this rebrand?
Y'all ready?
I'm very ready.
I think I might have to retire Clippers hate.
What?
I think I might have to do it.
Turn off his mic now.
I think I might have to do it.
Wow.
I rock with this rebuild or with this rebrand a lot. I really, really do. I think that these jerseys are fire. I think the red one is so clean. Right? The red and the white ones are fire. I think that for them moving into a new arena and finally getting some new jerseys, it feels a little bit, they moved into a modern way, kept the old script, which I was talking about last time that I liked. The new logo is not just a basketball with a big C. It actually has a little bit of personality in it. This is, if we were grading the rebrand, I'm giving this an A. And I'm very proud of the Los Angeles Clippers for what they did today and for what they are doing for their next era of basketball. And they should be proud of how they represented themselves before the league today.
Wow. Mo, where do you stand?
This shit is ass. What the hell, man? Oh my goodness. I understand where you're coming from, but that shit is fucking trash. It looked like if I see this logo, at first I didn't know it was a fucking cruise ship. I saw that logo and I thought
it's
it was
not a
like,
cruise ship. That's the funny part, but it looks like it is.
Bro, I thought it was a cruise ship. Still, I mean, that's dude, what it is. It looks like the back
it's
of
a battleship.
Goddamn, it looks like the back of a official U.S. currency, bro. It looks like a dime or some shit to me. Like, it looks like, ew. I don't know what to think, but I think like this is just federal as hell. And it doesn't make any
sense. I see everyone giving them hype. It's because they're coming from a standpoint of having the worst, most uninteresting branding in the league. So it's like, wow, they finally did something. It's great. It's so unimaginative. There's an actual boat instead of just LA in the sea. It looked corporate as fuck before. Like, it was like a shitty startup that was talking about, like, we're making AI for, like, teachers to fucking sharpen pencils or something. It was ridiculous. But now...
Great example.
This clips, the font, looks good. The jerseys look good, especially the white one. The white one is tough. I don't like the blue and the red necessarily, but at least middle ones, left jersey, are good. Simplistic, nothing wrong with them. But this fucking logo, there is so much going on in this logo. We have the sea, the cruise ship, which it's supposed to be a battleship. It's a cruise ship with half a basketball. And I thought this was a target, like this fucking, like they're about to shoot down this thing.
Yeah, like a sniper.
But it's a compass. It's all right. It's interesting more so than we had before. Maybe it'll grow on me. I like that they're trying something. It's kind of muddy while also being plain. Like the 1-2 color thing is like, it's just muddy in a way.
Let me tell you something. One, the compass and the
that's a compass? Snipe,
yeah. I thought it was a predator missile strike.
I know. Listen, now that double entendre, right? That's just good design. You know what I'm saying? Two birds, one stone. There's that. Also, they are no longer disrespecting the Mexicans like they have been for the last couple years. All of their city jerseys.
Damn it, you're right. You might have swayed me.
All of their city jerseys have been straight out of GTA trying to disrespect the Mexicans on some Go Loco stuff. Yo, they finally exactly, right? It's like, why are you trying to make this song? Like, please relax. Please don't ever do this again.
Don't get it. They still might do it because this is in the city jersey. They still might be going back to that.
Oh, dang. Dang. Listen, as of right now, no Mexicans have been disrespected. So it's an A. So it's okay. It's fine. I just think that I saw another version of this where instead of red, white, and blue, they used white, the like baby blue, sky blue, and orange as like a throwback to the San Diego one. I think that one would have been like an A++. That would have been very cool. The colors would have been a little bit more interesting. But for moving into... I guess we are grading on a curve, but for moving into a new era and considering what they had before, I do think that this is a plus, and I commend them for trying. And in an era where a lot of people are going very minimal, if they came out and they did what the Utah Jazz did last year, we would have laughed at them. Right?
This is
and
pretty minimal.
Would have been the same. Why it's, not, it's not what the Jazz did, though. It's
yeah.
It's
well, the Jazz is the benchmark for like the worst rebound ever. So like, I congrats on not being atrocious.
And that could have happened, but they didn't do it.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. Okay, it's better, but it's still mid. So credit for no longer being one of the worst brands in the league. But I'll be shocked if this logo is still around like 7 years from now. I think this is like a baby. This is a stepping stone logo to get back to the ship, and eventually they'll realize it's still kind of eh, and they'll find a better version, which I look forward to.
That's fine. We just need progress. That's all. That's
all. We got it. We got it.
That's all we need is progress.
I can agree. This is much better.
This is good.
Typically, I just hate, and I feel like red, white, and
blue. Oh, what's that on the side?
It's so limiting.
But yeah, they got like these squares on the side. I don't know. Something nautical. I don't know what it means.
What they did, they
those up close.
They're in their bag.
I like the red one a lot. I really do like
the red one. I fuck with the white one. I like.
I hate the red one. The white one's great. The blue one's solid. I just hate that the red one has blue text. I never like color on color like that. That means it's a little more white. Much.
Yeah, it doesn't pop as well at all. But,
I get it. I mean, you're mixing it up. They're not going to do the basic thing and just always have the white letters. I get it.
Yeah.
Decent, though.
The rebrand is good. For everybody in the chat saying if I'm retiring the Clippers hate, relax. I'm not going to do that. I'm still actively praying on their downfall. I hope that they don't win the championship. Listen, I'm going to stay true to my values and to my morals, but I have to give credit where credit is due, and they got this on. They got it on. So I like this.
Yeah. Listen, it's a small dub for now. We'll see. They're in good standings, but they're not completely out of the water. Let's talk about somebody who is completely in the water and who has been the topic of much discourse lately, Doc Rivers. Wow. As you guys know, we talked about the pod last week. JJ Redick went on a very, widely covered rant about how Doc Rivers has ducked accountability at every stage of his career and is king of making excuses in the most media-trained way possible to get the public opinion on his side and make people think he is still the elite coach that won a championship in 2008. He once again did it. You know, he keeps getting mics in front of him over the last 2 weeks, and he said this, where he said, maybe they were better, talking about playing the Celtics last year when he was the coach for the 76ers. He said, maybe they were better. I thought game 6 was our game. I didn't think Joel got the ball enough. Trust me, it was for him to get it, and he didn't get it. I don't know how healthy he was. So now, he is throwing seemingly James Harden or something under the bus for not getting Joel and beat the ball enough. You know, and the snowball of Doc Rivers keeps going. How do you feel?
You're the head coach. What do you mean that you don't know how healthy your players are? He's in front of you. You see him run every day in practice. He's doing nothing but adding fuel to the fire, and now it's just like a running Doc Rivers meme. And bro, like, I personally like never held on and like assumed who he was as a coach, and like, yeah, just completely run him off. Like, yeah, like the 3-1 leads, most blown in history, like, it is a really bad look. But at the same time, I think that has also a lot of luck factored into that as well. But in terms of just like how he is, or seems like how he seems like as a coach, just constantly deflecting and being like so dismissive of anything and shit like that. It's just like, this is not looking good. And JJ Redick may even up to something, bro.
Real quick, Donovan, think about your thoughts. I got some donations to read out before I forget. Okay. Shout out to Louis King. His tip, $10. Do you think the rat followed Mojo? Mo, is that rat with you in DC right now?
Look, I have this space right here is not humongous. So if I got four boxes, or is it four? It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four fucking boxes up there. If a rat runs loose in this bitch, on God, the stream is getting torn down. I'm trapped in this bitch. I'm in it, literally hell. I would literally just have to, I don't know what I have to do myself, bro, but it would be over. If it happened, bro, I'd be over.
Shout out to Elena, tip $5. You know, she's a stream OG. Someone check Don's temperature because he's clearly not okay. This is Cheeks. I guess she's talking about the Clippers logo.
I guess so. I agree. I guess
that's what we signed up for.
Guys. It's not right at best. Shout out to Kevin Galicki, donate another $5. Kevin said, you three sum up all three parts of our basketball minds. Isaac is a stats and numbers guy. Mo is the guy who can see past any fan bias. Nice. And Donovan is how we all feel about our favorite team. Don's extremely passionate. I'm extremely numbers. And Mo just has x-ray vision through bullshit, I guess. Yeah.
But I throw in a lot of bullshit, too. I'm honest.
Listen, that's what we try. That's what we try to do. So we are accomplishing.
Shout out to Louis King. Donate another $1. He says, congrats on the success. I donated a little bit ago. You didn't see it? There you go. I just got to it. Appreciate you, man. All right, Donovan. How do you feel about Doc Rivers? Tell me about this man.
I think that it's easier to win a championship when you have four Hall of Famers on your team. And now that you only have two, it's going to be hard to do that. How long, a question for you guys, how long after a coach wins a championship do you say, all right, like that championship was in the past?
I mean, 10 years, like, comfortably. It's been 16 for his ass. But, like, if it's 10 years and you haven't found any success, I'm not going to be holding on to that too hard.
So, like, if he won the championship 5 years ago, would you look at him and be like, oh, yeah, Doc lost it. Like, he's done. Is 5 years enough?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say just because they won a championship in the recent years is, like, they automatically keep that cred. Obviously, you got to, like, continue to do well. But, like, Nick Nurse won 5 years ago. I still respect him. You know what I mean? Yeah. It hasn't – the championship allure hasn't worn off for him. So, I guess 5 years is a good timetable.
Okay.
I would say so, too.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think Doc has been – Doc and that 08 team have been – everybody outside of Kevin Garnett has been able to expand their careers past where it probably should have been because of that championship, and more power to them, right? If you can take one singular moment of your life, which is obviously probably the biggest moment of your life, and stretch it out for a decade and a half, get your money.
Oh, we got a big donation. We got a big donation again. How much? Shout out to True Tang Clan, has tipped $50. Said, been watching from the start and had to show some love finally. You guys rock. Keep it up. Also, a 1v1 game to 11, Kyrie versus Allen Iverson. Who you got? First off, appreciate you. Appreciate the donation. Keep 100%. Watching. Again, we appreciate you. Kyrie versus AI, I'm going Kyrie.
Whoever gets the ball first wins.
That's the right answer, probably, to be honest with you.
Nobody's stopping.
Who has a better chance of stopping someone, though?
Kyrie.
It might be Kyrie to me.
I mean, maybe.
Also, I think he's a little bigger.
How many dribbles?
It doesn't matter.
Let's assume it's a three dribble thing.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Yeah, I think Kyrie. But I mean, Allen Iverson has great hands, so maybe that'll come into play on the defensive side. I don't know, but I think the donations are flying through. We gotta address these.
Good grief.
Shout out to Nadoc tipping $3. He said, in game 7 NBA Finals, what is y'all starting five? This is a bit too long. Sorry, I can't get to all that. But appreciate you, Nadoc, for the $3. Tipped $1. Who is a better logo? Columbus Clippers or LA Clippers? One of the Columbus Clippers.
Who are they?
Is that their G League team?
No way.
I don't know what that is.
Columbus Clippers.
The Columbus Clippers are a minor league baseball team, AAA, the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay.
All right, let me see this.
They're being compared to them, boys.
Columbus Clippers. Oh, this is a terrible logo. Let's pull this up for stream. Chat, is this logo better than the Clippers? This is some goofy bullshit right here.
That's all minor league baseball. Minor league baseball is some of the most unserious.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Sports of all time.
My middle school logo looked better than that shit, to be honest.
Yeah, that's trash.
That's because every middle school in America steals a logo from a professional team.
Facts. Hey. And shout out to Nathan for tipping $1. He said the Miami Heat are winning it all this year, and we're clapping the Knicks in the process. Much love, though.
Wow.
No
love.
Crazy. No love.
Big ol' sneeze.
Bless you, sir.
Next talking point to talk about while we're on the news before we get to the predictions. Jason Tatum and his teammates and everybody who can touch a mic in the past week are trying to brute force this motherfucker's way into the MVP conversation. Draymond Green has been up on a mic saying lately. Jaylen Brown, every time he touches a mic for All-Star Weekend, they're all like, oh, y'all don't respect winning now. How the goalpost keeps moving when it comes to him. Why isn't he in the conversation? The best team player on the best team is always in it. Blah, 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 blah. Trying to fucking mental gymnastics their way into it, just like Perk did for Joel Embiid last year. Except then, Joel Embiid was averaging 33 and being incredible. And right now, Jason Tatum is like the fifth best player in the league. It's honestly embarrassing. How do y'all feel about this media push?
I understand.
How do you feel?
if I'm a Celtics fan or if I'm a Jason Tatum truther, you have to feel left out because Tatum done no wrong. He hasn't. Now, listen, just hear me out for like 30 more seconds and then I'm straight hating, okay? Tatum has done no wrong, okay? His numbers are down, obviously, a little bit, but considering the talent that he has on his team and how he's been facilitating a little bit more and, you know what I'm saying, been a little bit more efficient compared to last year, he's had a good year. People are over here putting Kawhi in front of him in terms of MVP lists and shit like that. And he's by far and away, though, he has the best team in the NBA leading him and all that. And we've seen so many players in the past, maybe not the past 5 years, but in the past in general, be front runners of MVP. Now, since then, things have changed.
Yeah. Okay. You said Tatum has done no wrong. I agree. Tatum has done nothing wrong. Nobody's saying Tatum, put him first team all NBA. He's Tatum. That doesn't make him the fucking MVP. I understand that his numbers are down because he has a good team, because he's asked to do that scoring role. Great. That's a reason to not say he's worse now. Doesn't make him the fucking MVP. Was Devin Booker the MVP in 2021 when his team was a one seed and he was averaging 27-5-5? No. It was clearly, I think Nikola Jokic won that year. Because individually, way better, more valuable. There's obviously more things that go into it. Best player, best team hasn't been the just like stamp it was 2 decades ago in quite a long time. Other years when it has been that, it's because they were also individually just as impressive as everybody else. Tatum is obviously just not on that level this season in terms of production and, you know, what he's asked to do.
The goalpost also hasn't moved, right? Like, we've seen throughout NBA history that when your team is really, really good, you are not going to get the respect like that. As when your team is as top-heavy as the Boston Celtics are, you are not going to get that type of respect. If you go back when the Warriors were the Warriors, the highest that anybody got for MVP voting, Steph Curry was fifth, the final year of the Kevin Durant era in MVP voting. And that was the year, if I'm not mistaken, that KD had missed a bunch of time and they kind of went back to this, like, to like the old Warriors setup. But whenever those two guys were on the floor together, Steph Curry was sixth, Kevin Durant, they were top 10, they were all that. And that's exactly what Jason Tatum is going to be. We can put him sixth, but they have the best top six in the league. They have the best record in the league by a wide margin. And as soon as you put Porzingis and Drew Holiday and other all-star caliber players, no, I'm just not going to. They were talking about Derek White being an all-star.
Exactly. Celtics fans can't be like, our fifth best player is an all-star and then be like, we're not a super team. Give Tatum more love. Like, you can't have it both ways. We all recognize that your team is incredibly deep. That's why we're also recognizing that Jason Tatum isn't asked to carry the burden that other stars are this year.
Exactly. Your sixth man can't be an all-star and you can be MVP. It just doesn't work that way. But congratulations. Now you have a great chance to win an NBA Finals. So let's do all the leadership talk that everybody always wants to do. What are you more concerned about, the MVP or the championship? Go get the championship and I promise you everything will be fine.
And anybody just crying about the MVP is so annoying.
To the cheer on top to all that, he's just simply not better than the other guys that are just ahead of him. He's not. I've been saying this since, like, I don't know, September. He's not better than Shea at all, bro. On the court, off the court, whatever the fuck you want to talk about, he's just not better, okay? Shea, Luka, of course. Then there's Jokic, Joel Embiid whenever he was healthy. I feel like I could stretch it just a little bit, but I'll leave it at that. He's just simply not better.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's just as good as Shea in terms of, like, actually being the good player. Like you said, Jason Tatum's asked to do less this year. That's why Shea's having a more impressive season. Shea's clearly the better MVP candidate. It's not even a conversation. You know, on Twitter, people like to do those basketball reference side-by-sides, which are very lazy and whatever. But when you do that with Shea and Jason Tatum, everything goes to Shea. Like, literally everything. It's hilarious.
He's a better player, man. I'll argue that till death. Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin Glicky for another $10. He said, as a man who lives in Boston, I had my fears about the Celtics blowing it this year until I saw the actual DPOY Luke Kidney hitting the dab on the Bulls. I don't know what he's talking about.
Luke Kennard.
Cornette.
There we go. I said Kennard, bro. Wrong Luke.
Nadak tipped another $1. Is Luka having the most underrated MVP season ever? Could you read the last one later? Is Luka having the most underrated MVP season ever? In terms of individual production, it's pretty crazy that 34-9-9 isn't MVP runaway, but, you know, it's the modern NBA. A lot of qualified players.
I mean, there's some stuff in the 80s, though. That was like, if you go back, there's, I think, like the 85 or 86, like, MVP race, there was also people averaging like 37. There's been very, very competitive ones.
Yeah.
So we do have to go back and check.
James Harden averaged 36 and didn't win.
Wait, what was that 2018 or was that 2018, right?
19. He won in 18.
Oh God, that's crazy as hell, man.
Yeah, it was Giannis's first one.
Yeah, it'd be like that. And plus, Luka's sadly, like, even though the Mavericks have been rolling, they're the eighth seed still, and that's just or you're in the West. Sorry.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, man, Jason Tatum's not the fucking MVP. He's great. First team All-NBA, give it to him. The Celtics will probably, looking like they're going to a good chance of winning the finals. We don't got to force the MVP conversation just to continue to give them props. They get plenty of it otherwise.
I agree.
Y'all, Trae Young's hand fell off. He's out for a month. Mm. Mo, how are you feeling?
I'm already sick to my stomach. now that just killed my mood, absolutely, bro. I have to watch Clint Capela play basketball without Trae Young to set him up. That's fucking hell to see. Onyeka Okongwu is hurt as well. He's in a fucking boot for the next few weeks. That's sick as hell. This team is cooked, and now I'm looking at the standings. We don't have that much. We don't have an elite cushion over the Brooklyn Nets. So now it's looking like, bro, fuck this season. Like, let's just go ahead and take that one pick that we have. Try to get as high as possible. Give me a SAR. Give me somebody high up there, bro. That's all I can hope for.
Season. How do you feel, Donovan?
And he broke it playing defense, too. That's even worse.
That's hilarious. Tough break. Smart. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it sucks. You breaking your hand's not fun, I imagine. I wish he didn't break his hand. But the season's already lost. If it helps you fall and get a decent pick, I don't remember. They have their pick this year, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's so 1 year they don't give it to the Spurs. The better the pick, the better. If they can sneak out of the play-in race and fall down, jump up in the lottery a little bit, it may not be the worst thing in the world.
Listen, go ahead, keep your pick, and get the rest of your picks back. Consider this the end of the Trae Young era, right?
Uh-oh.
Do that. Just go ahead and chop it up to the game, and you guys can start fresh because this is a good segue to something else that we have, where the Hawks over the past X amount of games, I think like 3,000 games, have been the definition of mid, and they have been 15. I think they're like 1,500 and 1,500.
That's 750 and 750.
750. Okay. Yeah. It's
look at this chat.
Oh my God. This is mid. This is perfect mid. There's never been anything more mid than the Atlanta Hawks. This is spanning over eras. 1,500 games? How many seasons is that? 1,500 divided by 82 is 18.29 years. This is nearly two decades of mid that the Atlanta Hawks have been.
Someone said I look like Markiplier mixed with Keanu Reeves.
You do? What the hell? Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
That's crazy. Keep going. Tell us about the mid.
Oh, man.
You have to blow it up. You have to stop and just look in the mirror and say, how do I change my reality?
Because get some help.
If you keep doing what you're doing, I promise you next year, they're going to go 41 and 41. And they're going to be mid again.
That's you know insane. What?
I have a theory.
What's the theory?
In order to break this streak, we're going to have to go ahead, lose hella games, and next season there's going to be a cushion. We might win 50, and that'll balance out the mid record that we have. Mm-hmm. So that's my theory right now. So I'm happy with it.
That's hilarious. Shout out to Wava Lapogas for donating $5. Do you think Wemby can repeat the 5x5? Yes, I think he'll repeat it every year, actually. I think it's going to be very often. Shout out to Nadak for donating $1.
We're going to see that five times a year. That's what we're going to see.
Shout out to Nadak for donating $1. More money for Mo. As a LeBron hater, what can he do that is better than Jordan? Not getting into that right now, but thank you for the dollar.
What can he do that's better than Jordan?
Shout out to JRM37 for donating $3. He said, love listening to you guys. Took 2 minutes from class to drop a like. Appreciate you. And he said, Don is good.
This hour?
Yeah, I don't know. What's up with that?
At this time? 7:30 at night?
Central? Different country, probably.
He also said, Don is my goat, by the way. Stop pimping my boy out.
Pimping him out.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you pimped me out last time.
It was for I'm here now. I would do it again too.
Fast.
I feel no wrong doing that.
Shout out to Elena donating another $1. Mo is down horrendous right now. Sweet Jesus.
How am I down Jesus horrendous?
Because you're a Hawks fan. Your life sucks.
Oh. Well, my basketball life sucks for sure, but my real life is lit right now.
What else can we talk about? I see you have one here. Giannis is quietly having one of the best seasons of his career. Facts?
Yeah. Bro, I've been trying to like bring this to attention, like, yo, the type of year that Giannis is having right now is kind of insane. He was hovering around 59-58% and he's been around 60% now, and now no one cares because the Bucks are just have been in turmoil for the majority of the season. They did have a good win a couple of days ago. Shout out to them beating the Minnesota Timberwolves. Dame wasn't even elite. I think he shot like 8 for 23 from the field like that. But they looked a lot more of themselves in that game. But it is the Timberwolves.
Listen, we're going to talk with the Bucks later. We're going to get to our bold predictions. So we'll talk about Giannis more in the future. About 20
minutes
from now.
You know what we need to do more of? Not
like
us.
In the stream?
Maybe it should be you two as well. Y'all need to fucking like the stream. Because you think the Eaters, listen, I hold them accountable almost all the time. But you, Isaac Donner, do the same shit. And you, Eater, like the goddamn stream. We only have 289 and there's over 800 of y'all in here. Shame on you.
Did y'all see this Pelicans and Heat fight?
I saw it live. I was watching this game whenever it went down.
Zion gets tackled by Kevin Love, and the cavalry comes in. Jimmy Butler didn't like it.
Look at this.
This is crazy.
He's just choking.
Now the craziest part about
another grown man in a fight is such a crazy and like deranged move.
like choking him like this. It's not like it's not in the head lob, but like you doing this with intention. You're trying to like eliminate him.
And then that's not even the biggest part of this. Why was Alvarado and Thomas Bryant? Why were they fighting on the side?
It's just squabbling.
What happened there?
Yeah, Alvarado's the type of guy just pull up his pants and just get ready all the time. Like he just couldn't help it.
Yeah. He's from the Bronx. What do you expect?
He's in the Bronx? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he is. I've seen a whole lot of Alvarado. He's from the Bronx and also he went to school in Georgia Tech.
He looks like he hangs out at barbershops. Recreationally. Yeah, this is just hilarious. And the funniest part is there was another fight. Was it the same day? I think it was the same night.
It was the same night.
Yeah, we had Lester Quinonez going at Grant Williams.
That was
calling
crazy.
Him a bitch, staring deep into his soul.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did he spit? It looks like he spit on him whenever he said it. That's just like that's disrespect squared.
Look at this. Look at this stare, y'all.
He
wants him to know. I know what you are.
So I think you are a bitch to my core. Let there be no mistakes. You're pussy.
No, that's fucking crazy.
This shit's hilarious, bro.
What's going on in the
Draymond world? Draymond was shooting hella shots at Grant Williams afterwards too, saying I respect some of those guys on that end.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that bullshit. Draymond's a fucking moron.
We have to talk about Draymond's comments.
Draymond's a fucking idiot. I don't even want to get into that.
Draymond provides me entertainment. I love it, Draymond. Keep on doing it.
No, yeah, normally I agree until the other part of that about who he was like, he could do no wrong. That part, I was like, oh, you fucking moron. Anyways, Victor Wembanyama over his last 5 games. One of these games was obviously a 5x5. Outside of that, incredible. This man is, people are starting to realize that he's like already a top 25 player in the league. And, you know, we've been on that for the past like month or so. I made my video on my channel where I was like, listen, y'all, he's a top 5 center in the league. People were like, how could you put him over Sabonis and Sengun, yada, yada, yada. We got fucking ratioed on Twitter.
Sabonis? Sabonis? Yeah, like, you fighting over greatness for Sabonis? Get out of here.
I try not to use this word very often. The casual NBA fans think Sabonis is fucking Jokic. They see the points, rebounds, and assists and nothing else, and they're just like, how is he not a top 10 player? Because nobody understands that defense is like the most important thing for a big man. And Wembanyama might be the best defensive center in the league already next to Rudy Gobert. He is absolutely ridiculous, bro. Regularly getting 5 blocks and 5 steals. We've never seen a defensive playmaker come to the league like this in our lifetime.
Guys, this guy, and Isaac, you said it last time, that he's the one that's going to, you know, come in to stop all the Jordan LeBron debates.
Yeah.
This man, my nickname that I'm going to start calling him, he's the Avatar. Right, he's the one after 100 years of fighting between the Fire Nation and everybody else. He's coming to save the world, right? When the world needed him most, he appeared. And this guy is ridiculous.
Thank God, Jason Tatum is not the face of the fucking league. Good God, he's real. Lord save me, Lord save me, Lord save me.
But honestly, I'll be shocked if he doesn't become one of the best defenders of all time, at least. Obviously, we don't want to put the expectations of like somebody being like a top 10 player ever. You never know until it happens.
We have to do it.
Look, the ceiling's like there.
Pacing-wise.
For sure. Well, the ceiling's there pacing-wise. It takes longevity. It takes injury luck. It takes success and team construction, all that. But just defensively alone, if he's not one of the 5 to 10 best defenders ever, I'll be wildly shocked.
This is why I want to see Trae Young on the Spurs so bad.
Yeah.
Because if he gets there, he's going to, as soon as he gets an all-NBA level or all-NBA caliber point guard by his side, everybody, we're going to jump over top 15, right? We're going to start talking top 10. We're going to start talking.
Quick.
That's what I'm saying. We are going to start having those conversations immediately. And it's going to be so apparent when it's like, hey, when he's not playing with morons who hold the ball for 14 seconds and actually have people who know how to throw lob to the tallest person in the building and who can catch lobs from the free throw line, his scoring is going to increase. And he's doing this. He's done all of this just as like minutes are just ramping up, right? There's not enough words, man. And it's like, we really are just like going in circles just saying how great he is. But it really is hard to describe. Yeah.
And people in the comments are going to be like, the glazing's crazy. Shut up. It doesn't matter. You can't glaze the best player that you're going to see in a decade to come into the league. Like, I understand you're like, oh, how could you say that? My favorite. Listen, he's up next. If you don't want to be early, fine. You don't got to be early like we are. You're going to come around, I promise.
They will be forced to. They have no choice. Wemby is here.
No choice.
He's coming.
No choice. But no, we do have no choice to do. Luck, talk about these donos, because Skims Duncan just donated $30. He said, y'all are hands down my favorite sports content creators. Love that you keep the integrity and negativity alive. Never fucking with Nasty Man or Miles Bridges. Also, please do an ugliest players draft.
Listen, we are not doing it.
We have ambitions of speaking to NBA players in the near future and having relationships with people in media. I can't be up here being like so-and-so was ugly as fuck. That's just too far.
But hey, just let you know, if I did have a number one overall pick, Anthony Tolliver, you would be number one. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. I gave him what he wanted. Great player, though. You're Portland Trail Blazers days. I love it, bro. I love your jump shot in 2K. All right.
Oh my God.
He's not in the league anymore. We're safe. He's not running. Anthony Tolliver's not running up on us.
Shout out to Yonatan for $3. Shout out to Clever 4 for $1. Appreciate y'all, man. Let's see on the next topic. That's not Anthony Tolliver.
Wait, did they say anything like with again? The donos? Like, or they just donated?
Yeah, they said something, but I was gonna. Oh, we got another one. Carter Round donated $5. Do y'all think it's possible for Wemby to end up being a GOAT in 20-25 years? Yes.
That's literally
the timeline just matches up so perfectly, bro. It matches up so perfectly. LeBron is about to ride off to the sunset, gonna go try to play with his son. Listen, he's in LA, he's literally with the sunset. When it comes to like actually his NBA career, don't know, don't care. He's living his best life right now.
And when the old man won't leave, he's staying here forever.
Yeah, man. Next story.
He's about to re-up on the contract.
LeBron is angling to sign a 3-year deal with the Lakers this summer. As apparently reported, that he wants a 3-year, over $100 million deal. It doesn't seem like he wants to leave like everybody's trying to will into existence. Maybe that changes if the Lakers go out sad. We don't know, but this man wants the bag.
Can you blame him?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, can't blame him at all, actually.
Hey, yeah, a 42-year-old LeBron James. Yeah, I would do it too.
You have to. You're late. Why not?
Exactly, yeah. The 42, 43-year-old LeBron is no worse probably than like a top 30 player in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a stretch.
Listen, Sahil donated $9 so the Suns can win it all. Doubt.
Hell no.
They can. I mean, it's possible.
Mathematically, yeah.
It's a non-zero chance. They are a team in the league who is in the playoffs, so it's possible.
They are a team in the league. You're just accepting their existence. Yeah, they could. They're breathing, right? Yeah.
The players are alive. All right, man. That's the end of the news stories to talk about. I think it's time for us to do what the title of the episode is. Let's get into some bold predictions. We all have five. We're going to run through 15 of them. After that, we're going to talk about your guys' hot takes, like always, within the stream. So stick around. We're going to react. In the meantime, we have 374 likes. 847 of you in here right now. No reason that like count shouldn't be up to 800 as well. Spam it up for us. If we can get to 800 likes by the time, you know what? Maybe we won't do hot takes. You guys got to get to 800 likes for us to do hot takes into the stream. How about that?
Damn. I like that. Don't put it to your head. I bet you can't go ahead and get us to 800 likes. Do it.
Hey, hang you over the fucking fire. Let's do it. Man, man.
I love it.
Five. Who wants to do their first bold prediction first?
I'll go with mine because it's kind of
go ahead.
It's two-parter. So kind of already talked about this, but we're going to go to the Atlanta Hawks right now.
Okay.
The Atlanta Hawks are going to make the play-in. They're going to stay in the play-in.
Okay. That's your bold prediction?
But this is the last season that Trae Young will play for the Atlanta Hawks.
Woo!
Pain!
Will be success and pain. They will make the play-in, and DeJounte Murray will carry them to the mid that they are destined for. But the days of Trae Young will be the days of yore and the days of no more.
Listen.
I think this is a W take. I'm going to go ahead and throw this on the screen right now. I think there's a lot of smoke here. There often is with things like this. It could be nothing. Maybe he's going to be there forever. I think it makes a lot of sense for the Hawks. If they fail again this summer, this playoffs and play-in, do you think there's a world where they could rebuild this team and get to being a legit contender with Trae Young in the next 3 years?
There's a world of that, but that world really doesn't exist unless you're high off cocaine.
Yeah, put the mic close to your mouth. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, cocaine, any other type of drugs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? K2, whatever you like. But this is not happening unless, like, Trae Young is off this team because of how strapped we are financially, or not financially, but asset wise, you know. And if you know me, I'm all for player. I like players more than the actual team. If I'm Trae Young, I'm like, why the hell would I sit here and waste the prime of my career when all they've given me is Kevin Herter? Okay, like, he started off the season really shaky for the Sacramento Kings, ain't on none. John Collins, again, started off the season really shaky. He ain't on really nothing, bro. Okay, you got me someone like Amari Spellman. There's, like, all the players that have came across Trae Young's career have been on absolutely nothing, and that goes to show how talented the front office is. They're not talented at all. Leave.
Yeah. Listen, I understand it's easy for us to be like, trade these players. Listen, you do rebuilds to try to find yourself a Trae Young, but if they're going to be in a position where there's no realistic way to become a competitive Trae Young in the next 3 years, like, that's a big window, a big runway. You can't start over a rebuild and you have a player like him that's a floor raiser enough to make you not a top 10 worst team in the league. Maybe they can find a DeJounte Murray trade to really make them reload around him and Jalen Johnson. But unless you're getting, like, a legit star back, which, you know, they already have picks out the door, so they don't have, like, a necessarily full cupboard of assets. But unless they can find a legit another star to get in when you send DeJounte Murray out, I don't really see them getting to a place of legit competitiveness. So maybe this will be a rare instance, like a Donovan Mitchell trade, where people rip the bandit off early and go into a full rebuild, even though they haven't had their star that long.
Yeah, I think they already tested the market. We'll see how much they want to tear everything down. But they clearly tested the market with DeJounte Murray at the deadline. They just didn't think that it was, like, worth it to do a deal there. But if they can trade DeJounte and they can trade Trey in the offseason and get a whole boatload of picks going into, you know, this next season, I think that's probably going to be the way that it goes, because
Damn, this man lagged out mid combo. I agree with them. Well, what's the argument to not do it?
The argument to not do it is that, yo, like, this is Atlanta. If you pay attention to Atlanta sports, which I don't know why you would do that unless it's like baseball, we don't have, like, a great fan turnover. Usually whenever there's other teams coming into the arena, I would say, like, 6 times out of 10. We are outnumbered. We are outnumbered like shit. And in terms of, like, marketing, that's why you don't do it. But also in terms of just, like, yo, like, you have been – oh, he's back. Woo!
The donations from now on are to help me. I didn't think that I was in the hood. I guess I was in denial. But I'm trying.
They got shooters in Houston.
I'm trying. I didn't think I was near them.
You thought because you knew where the white people live, you were safe. No.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, Mo, do you have a take relating to the Hawks?
Listen, they're trash. That's all I got to say. They make me sad. I don't want to say shit about the Hawks.
All right, we can move on to my first bold prediction. My first bold prediction is, I know we got Dono a little bit ago. Sahil donated $9 and said the Suns can win it all. My bold prediction is the Suns are going to lose in the first round.
Ooh, that's what? Okay, we have the same bold prediction. I said that the Suns are going to be massively disappointing.
You had that on there?
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I don't necessarily think the Suns are bad. they just whipped the shit out of the Lakers. Great win by them. They shot the lights out of the ball. Nurkic had a vintage game. Every 2 months, Nurkic is good for going fucking crazy like he's prime Nurkic still. I don't doubt the Suns' ability to potentially win a series if the right matchup comes. They're not breaking into this top four. Would you pick the Suns over the Clippers?
No.
Would you pick the Suns over the Nuggets?
No.
Hell no.
Would you pick them over the Thunder?
Hell no.
Would you pick them over the Timberwolves?
Potentially.
Probably not. Maybe, probably not, though. That's the only one that maybe, but the Timberwolves deserve more respect than that. They've been fantastic. The Suns are the worst fourth quarter team in the league, so that negates the whole Timberwolves thing of late game offense. They're not good at either. Neither are the fucking Suns. The Suns are terrible rebounding, they're terrible with turnovers, they're terrible with all things that consider being a big team, while the Timberwolves are fucking massive, and that's everything they excel at. So I don't really see that being a matchup that the Suns are going to be able to exploit more than they are, you know, on the negative end of that. I think they could beat a lot of teams, but just how it's going to shake out, I think we're in for a sad, sad season for Suns fans.
I agree. I think that for Phoenix, like, also they're with their roster construction, they need their top three guys when you 100%. Get to the playoffs. And Bradley Beal has not proven that he is reliable this year. Like, he's been out for the last four games, and I don't know, like, in 2 months when he's healthy, how much do you trust that Bradley Beal is going to be able to play 2 months straight of basketball? I don't trust it a lot. And so,
chat, that's spam it up, chat. Is this a W ticker? Yeah. L take, chat. Are they going to win the first round series?
I don't think they beat any one of the four. So I agree.
If you looked at recent NBA history and I would just not trust see them. Teams like this put together, the number one recipe for failure is just like, yo, if you're top heavy as fuck, the most top heavy team in the NBA, in my opinion, and one of your guys come in and out the lineup hella so often, then, you know what I'm saying, this is a perfect recipe for disaster. Your team is likely going to, like, hit the lowest of the lows. And for the Phoenix Suns, that just might mean, like, yo, you're not going to win a single playoff series, which would be, like, shameful and embarrassing, but at the same time, very understandable, because it's like, what else? What do you expect? Like, Grayson Allen is your fourth, sometimes, like, third best player, because Bradley Beal is going to be gone, and that's never a good case.
Shout out to Kevin Galicki, another $30 donation. He said, love the pod boys. Your shorts and content, from individual content to group stuff, is the only thing that keeps my feed clear from all the sad Patriots news. Listen, I guess you're a Boston guy. My bad for the Celtics slander, but appreciate you for the donation.
You're the man, bro. You're the man. Sir. What a last name, too.
So they're either going to be 5, 6, or 7. 5 on the best end, 7 on the high end. Timberwolves are going to be 1 seed, most likely. They're probably going to avoid them. It's either Thunder, Nuggets, or Clippers. So, like, even if we give them credit saying they could win a matchup against the Timberwolves, maybe you want to give them Thunder because of, you know, like, veteran advantage and, like, been there before. Sure, I guess. But in all likelihood, it looks like Clippers and Nuggets is going to be their matchup, which I say that now. Things can change a lot. It's just hard to imagine coming out either top of those.
Yeah, I can't see it. I can't see it. Mo, what's your bold prediction?
Bold prediction. All right. So my first bold prediction is that Luka Doncic is going to make a serious late end of the season push for MVP. Right now, again, I said earlier in the stream, they're 8th seed right now, which is, like, you know what I'm saying? No MVP's ever done that over the course of the last, what, 20 years or so, or 30 years. And with that being said, they're going to have to do a lot of winning. They have been doing that over the last, what, 10, 15 games. I think over the past month, they've only lost 4 games. They've been absolutely cooking. This is the best that you've seen the Luka Doncic and the Kyrie Irving duo ever. And, of course, like, we all know they've gotten a lot bigger with PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, and they've been able to delegate guys like Derrick Jones Jr. onto the bench, playing like 20 minutes a game or whatever, and having him in the perfect micro doses that you need someone like that to do. I think the recipe is fully there for them to go ahead and try to make this run. I was so turned off by the Dallas Mavericks before the season started, but now seeing how all the parts fit, including, like, even more parts being added to the planet they've been building, I'm going to go ahead and say that, yo, like, Luka Doncic, because they're going to rise in the standings, in my opinion, probably up to the 6th seed or 5th seed. If they can do that, I say, like, Luka Doncic is going to make a serious push because, yo, he's putting up numbers that we haven't seen since, like, prime James Harden.
You know what I'm going to do? W take. I think this is very reasonable. Whatever late push means, maybe he'll get 2nd, maybe he'll get 1st. I don't know. The momentum is building. Shea and Jokic are serious threats that I still think he'll probably finish 1-2. But listen, the Mavs won 7 straight before this most recent loss. They're good. I think 5 straight were after the Gafford and PJ Washington trades. They're legit good. They're going to be one of the stronger teams coming second half of the season and have a ton of momentum. You know, a lot of people say, like, you ever heard the term peak too early? A lot of times, mm-hmm. like with Celtics in the past, they peak really early and kind of fall off because people will, like, get too used to them being good. They kind of take them for granted. And sometimes the team does, right? They take a foot off the gas. The Mavs have the opposite. They have all the momentum in the world, and they're going to continue to get better, which is going to have it fresh in people's heads that Luka is leading this team to a late push. They're all of a sudden going into the playoffs with all the momentum in the world. And obviously his stat line, you know, he's averaging 8 more points per game than Jokic. It's pretty fucking crazy. I think he has a legit chance of winning it.
I saw a tweet the other day, and actually, before I go, Warren Jones in the chat said it's his birthday. Can he get a shout-out? Yo, happy birthday, man.
Shout-out, Warren.
Yeah.
Also, before you keep going, I've got some more donations. Kevin Galicki donated another $30. He's running it the fuck up. He said, breaded as hell. This is the richest TD3 fan. He said, as much as I love my city and my teams, Boston fans are absolutely insane. I'm a Boston Celtics fan, truly. Believe Al Horford is better than Joel Embiid. Yeah, Boston Celtics fans are ridiculous. Louis King donated $1.
We need that in the game.
Yeah, we need some crazy motherfuckers. Boston supplies them all. Louis King donated $1. Said, who's the GOAT fictional hooper? Donovan, you want to answer?
Is either Calvin Cambridge or Air Bud.
Yeah, let's go Air Bud. Bud tipped $1.
Air Bud didn't have hands and he was out here dropping 30.
Bug tipped $1. He said, can we talk about the Hornets beating the Trailblazers 93-80 last night? No, we cannot.
What the hell want to talk about that?
But thank you for the $1. I appreciate you.
We do. We do appreciate it.
Anyways, Donovan, is Luka going to win the MVP?
He's not. But, and we've been saying this for the last 3 years, next year Luka's winning MVP because I think the momentum is actually starting to go in his way. Once again, and I saw a tweet, I think it was either today or yesterday, where somebody's like, Luka is reaching the point of like 08, like 07 to 09 LeBron, where he's the best player in the league, but we can't say it yet because he hasn't, like, you know, he hasn't gone to the finals. Anybody else, if Shea was putting up these numbers, people would have Shea top three, right? It would be kind of nasty. And Luka is out here doing some crazy stuff, and now that they actually have athletes and some goons around him, they are primed to rise up in the standings and to make a run.
Chat, do y'all think Luka should win MVP? Spam it up in the chat. I want to know what y'all think. Listen, episode 69 of the show, we did one question every NBA team must answer. My question for the Mavs was, or not, no, it's one question for every NBA team. It wasn't necessarily they have to answer. My question for the Mavs was, is Luka Doncic the best player in the world now? Because what you just said about that tweet where he's like 09 LeBron, where it's like, yes, but we can't say it. I've been on this shit for 2 months. That's exactly how I feel. You watch him play. The only thing stopping him from having that title is just doing it in the playoffs.
That's what Mo says. And Mo's right. Unless you have a crowbar and you can throw it at his knees, you're not stopping Luka Doncic.
You're not.
He's going to get whatever he wants.
You watch him. He is just as good as Giannis and Jokic. I think I'm ready to say that. Equally as talented as them, equally as productive, just has to have the success to match. It's how it works in sports. It's how it works in life. People go towards what they've seen play out and where they have evidence of success. They need to see it to believe it. Luka's at this point, and we're just waiting any year now for that run to finally happen.
Yeah, usually I'm not a fan of crowning people or things too soon, but also I'm not a fan of just being blind to the bullshit and like waiting for this clearly obvious thing to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we all know, yo, dude, we've seen him do special things in the playoffs before, and whenever he's been out of the playoffs, it's not because of him and as an individual, it's because things orbiting around him, which is the trash ass, in my opinion, front office that they've had for his entire tenure, or the players. He's been with Seth Curry for a chunk of his career, bro, DeAndre Jordan, and all that shit.
Reggie
Bullock. So it's like,
bro, yeah, Kevin Galicki is breaded the fuck up. He donated another $30. He said, would y'all ever play 2K on the stream? Probably not. Maybe in an offseason we will, because nothing to talk about. And he said, find out live who's the best 2K player. My money's on Mo.
No, it's...
Now,
I'm not in this conversation.
Offline, I'm the best. But online, I am like Kendrick Perkins.
You beat me in one game of Blacktop, and now you're the best.
You know I am the best. What do you mean?
You could say I'm way better than you. What are you like talking about? I am way better than you.
Oh, we can run.
You beat me in one game of Blacktop, and now you're better. I will stomp out the whole chat in 2K.
Get out of here. You're not, it's not you're stomping me out online. Just because you know how to spam buttons online, you know how to manipulate the game and the system, you have no latency and shit like that, that doesn't mean that you can look me in the eyes and to face the trash talk that I'm talking about.
I smoked
right now.
You when we played here. You got me one game of blacktop. We played regular Plut game. I smoked the fuck out of you.
No, you did not.
Yes, what I did.
This is revisionist history. Pull up the fucking 2K logs. What the hell?
Yeah, that's not close. But yeah, man. Shout out to Kevin Galicki. Like I said, richest TD3 fan. We appreciate you. Yeah, no, I mean, what's your next bull take?
Galicki or Bill Gates? God damn.
Facts. No facts. That's breaded.
All right, my next take is kind of aligned with what Mo said, right? The Mavs are primed to make a run up the standings. And because of that, the Sacramento Kings are going to miss the playoffs entirely. The Sacramento Kings are going to be in the play-in by the end of the season, and I don't think that they're going to make it out. The Sacramento Kings, their offense is mid. Their defense is below average. And I think that if they get into a situation where I think that the Mavericks are going to end up getting into the top six. And so if the Kings end up playing the Pelicans, who are now starting to employ point guard Zion Williamson, they are going to be in trouble. I think in a one-game situation, I would still trust LeBron and Anthony Davis to dominate the Sacramento Kings. The Golden State Warriors are peaking at the right time. If they get into a one-game scenario with the Kings, I'm trusting them over Sacramento. I've been kind of off of Sacramento for the second half of this year. It just doesn't. Things aren't clicking with them. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Right now they're tied with the Suns and Pelicans. They're five, but for only off technicality and rule breakers. I mean tiebreakers. They can quickly fall down. They're only half a game ahead of the Mavs, like you said. That's not a lot of teams that are. They're not doing better than any of those teams right now, like you said. I'm with you. But before you give your input. True Tang Clan donated $30. He said, Galicki inspired me. And Don, who's your favorite Nick of all time?
These motherfuckers are going band for band right now. Bro. I love to see it. Who's going to win?
Who has band bigger band, bands? I love it. Who is more breaded? I need to know.
Appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. Also, Carmelo Anthony is my favorite Nick of all time.
Yep. Shout out Bug for $3 and BG the one for $5. He said, Isaac says he's smoking on these Mo crayon packs in 2K. That new DLC. Facts. We might have to stream this next week.
No. See, if it's online, I can't do it, bro. It just feels like a completely different game compared to in person. It's a different
whatever,
game.
Man. How do you feel about the Kings?
The Kings? So, you know I've been off the Kings before the season even started.
You were.
I'm like, yo, I see this team. Every single team has gone better, added major pieces, and they just stayed the same. Their head coach is like, yo, our biggest move this offseason is going to be the development of Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray is fantastic, but he hasn't developed in the way that they initially saw it. He has a lot of value, grew tremendously on one side of the floor, but it's not the side that – I don't want to say that they needed, but they're looking for that 20 another 20 point per game score type shit. He is not that, and that's okay. But I'm not as low on the Sacramento Kings compared to you guys because over the last four games – De'Aaron Fox has been a lot better. He's been averaging, 32 points per game, 33 points per game, and he's been shooting a lot more efficiently. He has been going through injuries, and it seems like these last four games he's been looking at least a lot healthier. Could be just a groove thing, whatever, but I want to say for a chunk of the season, outside of the first 10-5 games, he's been cooked. Shoulders have been cooked, bro. And I think the success of him is really, what determines how their season goes. Can he keep them above water? I don't know. Depends on how good he is.
We'll see. Again, they're in danger of falling to the play-in, and I'm with Donovan that if they do fall into that range, it's going to be tough because either the Mavericks or Suns are going to be in there with them, maybe the Pelicans, and then Lakers and Warriors. You don't want to see tough sledding out there. I guess I'll do my next one. My next one, I think Victor Wembanyama is going to get a quadruple-double over the next year or two. I think we're going to see him be the next player to get a quadruple-double. I almost feel certain of that. I feel like I could bet a lot of money that he'll be a quadruple-double eventually.
That's light. how many quadruple-doubles are we talking about? That's the real question. Is he getting two? Is he getting three? This guy is ridiculous, man.
That's light.
He's crazy. That's light.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's going to hit the cycle. He's going to get a triple double, a quadruple double, and a 5x5 in like a 2 week span, and we're just gonna look around like we're in trouble. Like the league is in trouble.
Oh man, I need to free him from the fucking grips of Keldon Johnson. Fuck.
Listen, man, I got you. San Antonio Spurs, give me again back all of our picks, and I know personal Atlanta Hawks representative, and I'll get that deal done for you, just like that.
What's your next? I guess that one's pretty tame. What's your next one?
Okay, my next take: the Golden State Warriors will make a run in the playoffs.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. What does a run mean?
I think a run in this specific conversation, with the context added and how they started really muddy in the earlier the season, and now that Draymond Green is back playing some of the best basketball over the last few years, Jonathan Kuminga is a whole entire different player now. Steph is Steph. Klay is coming off the bench, which is better now for them. I think a run means you get to the second round, which is great.
Okay. They can win a first round series?
Yeah.
Question is, so. Okay, so let's talk about the teams they could potentially face in the first round. Do you think they could beat the Timberwolves?
That's not a good matchup for them.
It's not.
So, yeah,
we just saw them get blasted by the Nuggets last night. So maybe, my God, Galicki is continuing going band for band. Galicki just donated $50. He said, don't challenge an electrician from Southie, guys. JK, all love. It is a hot take to say that Jokic has a top four ceiling. I don't think he will surpass Braun, MJ, or Steph.
I might need to switch career paths, y'all. I'm putting in my 2 weeks. Fuck this. Galicki, put me on. You got my resume hiring? Tomorrow.
Are they hiring?
I need to go to trade school, man. This is it. I need to go. Oh,
no, this is crazy. He really took it personally.
Like, yeah.
He's like, you will not.
True Tank Clan, you have 5 minutes to respond.
What are you going to do about it? Yeah.
Nobody believes in you. What are you prepared to do about it? That's crazy, man. Appreciate you, Kevin, as always. As we were saying, the Nuggets, just listen, Jokic had 32, 16, and 16 against them yesterday. Just blasted them. Timberwolves, also a large team. Maybe I could see a world where this, you know, veteran savvy and Draymond defensive genius can win out there and really expose Cat and Gobert on offense. But maybe the Thunder, I guess you could go there for youth if you want to just like bet on that. But I don't know. What team do you think they're most likely to beat?
I think the Timberwolves have to be the team. OKC matches up with them entirely too well because they can go band for band in terms of how they want to play schematically against them. Mm-hmm. I think the Timberwolves are a bit more limited because, you know what I'm saying, their second best player on the team, in my opinion, is Rudy Gobert, and there are certain things that the Warriors can do to make his strengths not feel like a strength and kind of like tranquilize them. And so with that being said, I'm like, this has to be the team. And if this is, then it's going to go to 7, in my opinion. It's not going to be like a 6-game, 5-game series. No, it's going to 7.
Okay. Donovan, do you agree? Are the Warriors making a run?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough.
This first round is going to be super interesting. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it. I just think that everybody else in the top four, like Mo said, they have counters to what the Warriors want to do. And the Warriors are going to have to rely on Kuminga to be as great as he's been over this past stretch. He's going to have to step up. They're going to need a lot of guys to start shooting. You're asking a lot of pods for his first playoff run against one of, you know, the best defenses in the league, no matter who he goes up against. It's tough sledding, so I wouldn't bet on it.
Chat, let me know in the chat now. Do y'all think the Warriors are going to win a playoff series? Spam that up. Listen, they got to get out of the play-in first. They got to beat the Lakers in the first game and then beat whoever wins the 7-8 matchup, which let's say it's Pelicans and Kings if we're going that way. Like, that's tough. They got to win both those games. They're a team with a high ceiling, but of also individual games, a very low floor. Like, they, you know, they can go up or down either which way. It's tough.
Exactly. And the going up and down is like, okay, like going against the Warriors, I mean, the Lakers, I feel like they have no chance. For some reason, I'm just like, yeah, no, you can't beat this team because they're just too big. Anthony Davis is going to, he's the type of big, obviously, who's just punished them for years upon years upon years. And the
Lakers suck.
Minnesota Timberwolves, they suck. But in terms of matchups, like, they just, it's a worse matchup for them if they were going against the Lakers. And I guess with that being in mind, maybe my bold take isn't the greatest, but it is a bold take. And if they do go ahead and surpass the Lakers, or if the Lakers aren't in that territory anymore, or whatever happens through the end of the season, that's my bold take for sure.
All right. True Tank Clan donated another $20. He said, Galicki, you got it, boys. I'm capped out for this one. All love. Appreciate you, True Tang Clan. Appreciate Shout you. Out to Kevin Galicki for winning the ban to ban off.
One. Yeah.
The inaugural ban to ban TD3 champion. Shout out to Kevin Galicki.
Inaugural for this episode. That is hilarious. Wow.
And Kevin donated another $10. He said, all love True Tang Clan. You got a sick username, by the way. appreciate y'all. Nice little competitiveness in the donos.
Yeah, that's just hilarious, bro. I wish I
knew that. This can translate to my next one. I said that the Lakers are going to lose the play-in tournament. Ooh. My bold take is the Lakers don't make the playoffs. The Lakers fucking suck, and I am tired of pretending otherwise. And maybe this is a bad take, because like we saw in the in-season tournament, LeBron can turn it up when needed, so maybe they won't. Maybe they'll actually make the first round if they're lucky and get blasted by whoever they play in the first round. Possible, but I don't think the Lakers have a playoff run in them this year. I think, like I've said all year, without Jared Vanderbilt, they're not going to be a good defense. They look better since putting Rui Hachimura in the offensive line, in the starting lineup. They got better offensively. Still don't have the ceiling of an elite offense or an elite defense, which is very hard to imagine making a run when you have neither of those things. And it's just, they're at the point now where LeBron is old and can't bring it quite the floor raising he'd been in the past when we saw them be like legitimately competitive. Even last year, maybe he's saving it and can be as good as last year, but we'll see. And AD, as great as he's been at this point of his career, isn't a creator that creates for others and really rises people up. His pass has been better this year, but it's still not enough to really elevate high-level half-court offense. And their half-court offense has just been really fucking terrible all year. And I don't see that changing unless D'Angelo Russell just has an out-of-body experience like Rui Hachimura did last year and goes flamethrower for a whole playoff series. But it's a lot to hope for.
Since Anthony Davis has been playing with LeBron, his play style has completely changed. Like, this is so interesting. But you look up the very first game that the Lakers played, or AD played when he was with the Lakers. I believe it was with the Los Angeles Clippers. He seems bouncy as ever, hella agile, posting up on a consistent basis, had his shot still, moving entirely different compared to what he is now. And he is just not built to carry the offensive load on a team. That's not who he is. He's not I don't want to say he's not a number one option, but he's just not, his game's not catered towards that at all.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want people misconstrue it. He's not worse now because he dribbles worse necessarily, but he's a different player now. He's a play finisher now. He's gotten bigger. He plays center now. He's the best play finisher in the league probably until Victor Wembanyama steals that title. But for the time being, Wemby is the ideal big man to pair with a guard that can create. But that's just the thing. He's not the guy that can create, right? So you need LeBron to be that. And LeBron he can't be that full time these days. He has to coast a little bit. And Reeves and D'Lo just haven't been enough firepower to make up for it creation wise.
It's tough, man. It's tough. You telling me Spencer Dinwiddie been throwing his lineup don't make a difference?
Spencer Dinwiddie has been very up and down. The last game he played, he was fucking horrendous. It was crazy.
That's where he's at right now. That's where he's at. I don't know if that's like bold, like you said. I still think playoff series is correct, though. I don't think that they win a playoff series. I do think that they can get into the playoffs. I think that in a one-game scenario, like you said, LeBron can turn it up. And if you need him to run fast, right, like old LeBron, he can do that for about 36 minutes. So we'll see, because that in-season tournament, and I know that was a long time ago, but seeing LeBron and AD be able to dial it up and seeing Anthony Davis be that locked in defensively, there's a ceiling there where I just can't let that go this year. And I think they can make it into the playoffs. Series is long gone, but the playoffs is.
Yeah,
is
and fine. Again, they can make it out. Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't lose in the play-in. It just doesn't matter. They have no ceiling, I don't think. I don't see it in the cards for this team this year. And I don't know how much better that'll get this coming summer unless they can fucking fleece a team and find a way to get a star with those three first-round picks that they're so confident with. Maybe it happens, maybe not. Anyways, I got some donuts to get to. Shout out to Avatar Aang for donating $1. Appreciate you. Kevin Galicki donated another $10. He said, Isaac, it kills me to say this as a Celtics fan. The only team I think can beat the Celtics in the finals is the Lakers because my glorious King Bron is a born and bred Celtic killer. My guy, I would not be worried about that if I was you.
This dude named Nikola
Jokic. You're not going to see them.
Yeah, no. You're not going to see them. Nikola Jokic is going to give you fucking nightmares, bro. Prepare.
Yeah, I got a 7-foot white boy for you ready to fucking terrorize your summer. Don, what's your next take? Or bold prediction, not hot takes. We're saving that for a future episode.
Yeah. Bold prediction, though. You don't think that the Lakers will make out of the play-in? I don't think the Orlando Magic are going to make it out of the play-in.
Oh, is it that bold? I don't know if it's that bold or not.
I mean, out of the play-in, if they're
it'll be disappointing for
if
sure.
If they're playing.
Oh wait, never mind. I just saw the competition. You're tripping.
That's the bold prediction. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Right. Okay. I think Miami gets there because the rest of the competition it would be either the Hawks without Trae Young or the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, so you think the Bulls are gonna take their spot? Good Lord.
Maybe. Since the new year, they've had injuries, but they've been kind of mid. And even in this month, they're seven and three in February, but their net rating is not great. Right? They are still very mid. And I think that the process right now for them is very, very hard. We saw them, and obviously it's just one game, but like we saw them struggle against the Pistons and doing all that stuff. Jonathan Isaac just got hurt again. So there's a little bit of just worry in my mind where I don't think that they're going to beat the Heat in that 7-8 matchup. And watch Kobe White go out and have one of those games where he has, you know, five or six threes and DeMar DeRozan is all of a sudden not missing mid-range shots. I don't think that it's crazy to think that the Magic won't do it. And now they're going to be put in a situation where this is a young team that has not been there before. It's a do-or-die situation. Are they going to be able to have the offense to – and it's funny that I'm talking about them in the context of playing the Bulls and be like, can they overcome this? But
Paolo Banchero's legacy's on the line.
I know, right? But that's going to be the situation that they're going to be in. And I'm curious to see if they can do it. And right now, I'm not sure if they can.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
I think that they – if they fall out, okay, that would be for sure like disappointing. But at the same time, I don't want to compare them to the OKC of last year because I think OKC is a step ahead for sure because Shea was solidified as a borderline superstar player at that point in time. And Paolo was certainly not that, even though he's been spectacular. Mm-hmm. But if they were to go ahead and be bounced out of the play-in, it's like, okay, cool. Lesson learned. They have so much retooling and reworking to do on their roster that's like genuinely flawed. But through those flaws, they've just found ways to shine in the most unorthodox way, meaning like, you know what I'm saying, they hang their head on defense, which is insane.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't think the Bulls will beat them, but it's not crazy to say. I mean, it's one game, right? They could lose. I see people are spamming the chat, why do we only have 600 likes? I agree. Can we get us 800 likes? We're 180 away. Spam it up. I think we could do it. So in the meantime, while y'all do that, shout out to Sandy Andy for $1. Shout out to Kevin Galicki for $5. And shout out to Will Ayer for $5. We appreciate y'all.
Listen, Kevin, you're showing off at this point.
Facts, we get it. You're rich.
You're showing off the money. You're breaded, right? You got it. All right. Nobody's trying to come for your crown today. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get like you. It's fine.
That is hilarious, bro. Okay.
Well, what is your next bold prediction?
I got some for you guys. I've came around to this point. Last podcast episode we recorded, I realized that I made a mistake.
Okay.
I said something about the Oklahoma City Thunder. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they had Bismack Biyombo. He's not an X factor, okay? That's a crazy way to start off this sentence. But I didn't realize that they had Bismack Biyombo. I forgot about him completely. Mm-hmm. He's someone who could produce something very valuable to them for just like 5 minutes a game, which is simply just hitting the opposing team starting defender. Just like that. That's all you need from him. And with that being said, bro, J-Dub, Shea's already here. Chet's already there. Gordon Hayward is there now. I think this team is destined to make the Western Conference Finals.
You think the two seeds making the Conference Finals? I agree. I think that is a good take. I think that's very reasonable. I'm with you. Chet, do y'all think the Thunder are making the Conference Finals? I'm with you.
Prior to the last few days, I wasn't sold on them beating a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves or – not going to say the Denver Nuggets or like the Los Angeles Clippers, but I believe it was last week, fresh off of All-Star break, we saw them put hands on the Clippers and absolutely obliterate them. Saw so many guys be thrown at Shea, Kawhi, PG. Yeah, what you going to say?
If we look at the standings now, they'd play the Nuggets in the second round.
Ooh.
Never mind. I mean, I'm not with you anymore. The Thunder aren't getting past the Nuggets.
Okay.
They could get past the Clippers. I don't, and maybe the Timberwolves, but I don't see the Thunder falling to four to play the Timberwolves second round. So it's going to be Nuggets or Clippers.
One man army. I stand on business. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to make the conference finals.
Again, over against the Nuggets, though?
Bold prediction, yeah.
Oh, I'm not selling any Nugget stock at all. I'm keeping that shit to the fucking bitter end. I'm not getting rid of any Nugget stock whatsoever.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Listen, I'm gonna come back on the pod either on Wednesday or next stream. I need a little bit of time to digest it because I literally just jumped on the bandwagon right now for that take. Give me a little bit of time to think about it, and I'll update y'all later. But right now, I think I kind of like it.
Okay.
There are red flags around the Nuggets right now because Jamal Murray, he's no longer going to be playing back-to-backs for the rest of the year, which is, like, not a insane, like, thing they're not missing out on too much. But it makes you think about his health and his health leading into the playoffs. Of course, no one plays no fucking back-to-backs in the playoffs, and he'll have plenty of time to just rest. But that brings me to the question, how healthy is he? And I don't know if they have winning the final ceiling without him. He could still go to the finals because Jokic is just simply like that, and he elevates everyone's play because of how easy the game is to him, but without him, I don't think they can win the finals.
Jokic is going to do unmatched horrors to any of these teams. Against the Thunder, they have no answer for Jokic. I think the whole size thing is overblown. They don't need to play Biombo big minutes or anything. Chet's great. Jokic is walking through those doors and just obliterating all that, getting him into foul trouble immediately. It's not a good matchup for almost anybody. Not for them. I think their whole thing is spacing you out, being with mobility, guard set screen for guard. They hit you with tons of creative stuff. Every person in your lineup needs to be able to defend well and move on the perimeter. The Nuggets have that. They have KCP, they have Murray, they have Gordon, they have Porter, all solid to good defenders that are not going to have issues at all with any of that movement. And then Jokic is the ultimate game breaker against a team that is small. I just don't see it.
We haven't seen a white man like that go on such a massacre since the 1600s. God damn, Jokic is
simply I thought that was going somewhere else.
No. Thank you. For what it's worth, the Thunder have won three straight against the Nuggets, right? And obviously, playoff series is much different than regular season. But that is a little bit encouraging to where I think that it's going to be a little bit more competitive than, well, when Isaac, whenever you're talking about the series, how many games do you see it going?
Oh, good. Probably like six or seven. It'll be a hard series. Okay. You know, they're great teams.
Cool. All right, I'm with that.
Will Ayer, tip $25. Really curious to know who your favorite player is from your fellow pod members team. I'll go first. Jalen Johnson and Jalen Brunson.
I love that. Donovan, what about you?
We'll go DeJounte, I guess.
Damn. That was a cop out. Just say Trey. You know you want to say it.
It's Trey. Yeah. I know it.
You're safe. Trust me.
No, it's Trey and LeBron.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. LeBron's obviously an easy one for me. And then as for the New York Knicks, I kind of want to say Josh Hart. He got a fantastic podcast. They're like three episodes in. I've always liked his archetype as a player as well. Great player. He's a super good glue guy, and he does all the nitty and gritty stuff. But that podcast did it for me, man. Personality's top tier. Josh Hart, show up on the TD3 pod, please.
Kevin Galicki donated another $30. He said, this may be my last one. Just got a text from my bank that they thought it was fraud. Love you all. I donate because y'all are the best pod on the internet. Also, Isaac, the Celtics are sweeping the Nuggets.
Scam alert is crazy, bro.
Listen, don't get yourself locked out of your account. We appreciate you. You can end it there. Exactly. We're good. Trust me. We appreciate you, man.
Wow.
That is hilarious, bro. Bank look watching this stream right now, and they're like, nah, bro. These folks getting too much motion. Scam alert on everyone's account.
That's hilarious. All right, I have, I think, one more. Oh, no, two more. My next bold prediction, the Bucks are going to have a top 10 defense the rest of the season and get into the playoffs pretty fucking dangerous and be as good as we thought they could be potentially, because I have a feeling the offensive stuff is going to come around just fine. Yeah, you yawn. But over Doc Rivers' games that he's been there, they're eighth in defense so far.
No, they've been good.
Damian Lillard has been injured. Chris has been injured. They have not gotten together offensively. That clearly hasn't been the main focus of them so far. But they focus on getting that defense right. Their transition defense, massively improved. Really everything defensively, including half court, is massively improved. eighth in defensive rating over an 11-game sample size. And I think it's all stuff that is very sustainable. I think they're legitimately improving defensively. They don't have the ceiling they once had of last year when they were like a top two defense almost every year. But I think they can be top 12 or so. Like I predict the top 10 and have it be a non-issue in the playoff series.
Wow. That's a interesting take. I like that. I think that's probably a good bull take because you're not like saying that they're going to go ahead and make the finals or, you know what I'm saying?
So they might.
Rail run. But I'll say that's contingent on, of course, like, can they, how long can they do this for? Is Dame Lillard going to, you said Dame is hurt right now, right?
He was hurt before. He's playing now, but he's, no, he's been struggling.
Yeah, exactly. He's been struggling. And Chris Middleton has been in and out for a little bit. I would say, like, if they can continue this defense and all the minor adjustments and tweaks that Doc has made so far, bro, if Doc wins a championship, it's going to be the worst thing to happen ever.
Oh, that ruined my life.
He's going to beat every allegation. You know how many jokes you can't get off anymore? Damn.
That would ruin my life. I might have to retire from the podcasting game. I would truly have a bad time.
Nah, I hope your take is wrong.
Never mind. I'm praying on the downfall.
Yeah, fuck your take.
Donovan, what's your next bold prediction?
My next bold prediction involves the Milwaukee Bucks. And as currently constructed, they will lose in the first round.
Oh, my God.
As they will lose to the hands of Lord Halliburton and Pascal Siakam.
Wow. And
I think I'm just, yo, I don't know what it is. I'm not sold on Milwaukee. I can't get there with them. And this is probably an overreaction and I understand that. I watched them and it looks better obviously than what it was. Like they don't seem as disjointed. But man, I just can't do it. I just can't bring myself to trust this team in a 7-game series right now. And I think that I would take Indiana.
You want to make a TD3? Want to make a TD3 board bet about this? Should we keep this
running bet? What's the bet?
What do you want to bet? I don't see the Bucks losing in the first round. I'll say that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, what's the stakes? What are we doing?
Oh, probably like, I don't know, like $700.
Take the beard. Whoa.
If you go eight, we could do it.
$800. Whoa. I'm not Kevin Galicki. I'm not betting like that. Yeah. Oh, $100 TD3 bet.
Let's do it right now. Wait, y'all two, not me. I can't afford that shit.
you just got out of the hood.
Yeah. We'll go what? Put a dinner on it?
Sure, we'll put a dinner on it. Yeah. I know how your dinners are different than my dinners, so I don't know. But I don't see them losing the first round. I'll bet whatever.
All right, we'll go dinner.
We'll go with dinner on this. Chat, keep track of this. New TD3 board bet. I don't think the Bucks are losing the first round. Donovan does. We'll see how it plays out.
But this is only as currently constructed. If they play the Indiana Pacers, they will lose in the first round.
It's only against the Pacers?
Yeah, that's what I'm
all right.
Because like I mean, if the Sixers end up at six, they're stomping them. I think if the here's how it goes: if they play the Knicks or the Pacers, those are the two teams that I think can beat the Bucks in a series.
Okay, I mean they're not gonna put the Knicks in the first round, probably, right?
Well, I mean it depends whenever everybody else gets back healthy because Brunson is fighting for his life right now.
Yeah. Listen, OG's supposed to be out for like 3 weeks, and now it's like, is he coming back this season? So it's getting a little scary.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, because the Knicks are only a game and a half up on Indiana. And, I mean, 4-6 in the last 10. It's not looking great. The offense is stalled out. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But if they healthy Indiana or healthy New York, I think Milwaukee loses.
Okay. Someone spamming Mo's forehead is looking real kissable.
I don't know what that means, bro. God, why do you guys? Oh my goodness. Anyways,
what's your next bold prediction, Mo?
Next bold prediction to go ahead and tag along. Go ahead and tag along to Donovan.
I predict Kevin Gates, Rihanna forehead.
Relax. Oh my God, you just made the sound.
Shout out to Matthew for donating $5 twice. We appreciate you, man.
Matthew, shout out to you. But to go ahead and piggyback off of Donovan, I said God, you just want to do it so badly.
It's hilarious. It's an elite. It's an elite sound clip from Kevin Gates.
I hope no one clips you, bro. But anyways, piggyback on what you said. I said the New York Knicks are going to be home wreckers this year in the NBA playoffs. Of course, like you guys said, injuries, people are unsure about how healthy they'll be once that time approaches. But I'm assuming all else is fine. I think they're going to go ahead and cause some team to have inner turmoil and make serious changes, whether it be the Milwaukee Bucks or a team like, I don't know, not the Philadelphia 76ers, but any other team that in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics, whoever you want to put it, they're going to be home wreckers. They're going to stir up a lot of fucking trouble.
So when you say home wreckers, you're saying the Knicks are going to win a first-round series?
I think that's fair. They could, yeah, if they face up, depending on how the standings go, if they face up somehow against the, I don't know, 4-5 Cleveland Cavaliers, and if they fucking beat their ass again, which is very, very possible, I think that's maybe Donovan Mitchell's time to go ahead.
Well, listen, the Cavs are 2-seed, so it's looking like they're going to avoid that, at least in the first round. But yeah, second round, it's possible. Fine. It's possible.
Yeah, yeah, I like exactly.
That. I like that. Again, if they're fully healthy, I fully expect the Knicks to make a run. I'm with it. I have one more bold prediction left. My bold prediction is that the Pelicans are going to flame out, as we expect, right? They're not going to make – they have no motion to be expected. Damn. Okay. And after that, they're going to trade Brandon Ingram this summer. Or they should.
Yeah. Let's fire this up. Let's get this going.
We got to get Brandon Ingram the fuck out of this team, man. Nothing against Brandon Ingram. Swell player. Very good. Doesn't deserve to be the man out based on like his pecking order on the team. This team only goes as far as Zion Williamson does when he's empowered. Obviously, he's playing great right now. He's in shape, playing well. They won two nights ago. I forgot who they played. They beat the shit out of a team. Ingram was out, and they really played into Zion's strengths, and he ate. Let me see who they played. I forget. But you can just see that this team has one too many parts, one too many people they need to share the ball with. They have the lowest rated net rating starting lineup in the league right now.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Their starting lineup is legitimately not good. It was the Rockets they beat the shit out of on Thursday, and yesterday they lost to the Bulls, which is icky. That's because CJ McCollum was out. They need CJ McCollum to be the second option there because his spacing brings a lot to the team, and he plays really well off of Zion Williamson. But when they have CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram and Jonas Valanciunas, it's too many guys who want the ball themselves and aren't focused on prioritizing getting the ball to Zion. I saw a clip the other day. People were posting old Zion highlights and be like, oh, he's moving so different. And a Steven Adams Muse account quoted it and was like, because he was playing next to a big that's prioritizing feeding him the ball and getting him open. That shit is so facts. Steven Adams is so good at setting screens against help defenders and doing what he needs to do to clear space and get people open. The current starting lineup around Zion is the antithesis of that. Nobody prioritizes that at all. It's all players who are best at getting their own bucket and doing, you know, keeping the ball movement, doing regular stuff and getting the ball, not like stopping the offense, but not focused on prioritizing to build around a certain player. That's not the ethos of any of these guys. And they have to play that way to have real success, I think. And the easiest way to do that is to remove Ingram from the equation and also send out Jonas Valanciunas and find a way to bring in a big that better suits everything they need.
This is telling me that Jonas Valanciunas will soon become the poster boy of what addition by subtraction means in the NBA. Because this will be now twice that he has been shipped away and his team or his prior team got immensely better on the offensive end. Similar things, similar reasons, just looks different because Zion and Ja Morant are different players. But they attack the basket in similar ways in terms of just like, yo, brute force and ability and agility. Like, it just doesn't work. A lot of their best lineups happen to be with, obviously, like Herb Jones, who's been on a tear this entire season, along with Trey Murphy and all these guys. And it sucks that Brandon Ingram will have to go because we all know how good he is. But if we are being real and we all know what it takes to be an elite team in the NBA, you have to have one of those elite players. You have to prioritize him.
Yep.
And Brandon Ingram, no matter how much you prioritize him, he's not smelling being a top 15 player or even top 20 player, you know?
Yeah, again, it's the whole Bill Simmons patented Ewing theory. They're better without one of their better players. It's going to be that. Less is more. They need one less cook in that kitchen. Maybe two less. Maybe they can – I don't know what the deal is. Maybe Mikal Bridges is available one day, Darius Garland, whoever it may be. These like young guys that are like all-star potential or like sub-all-star level but can be swapped out for Brandon Ingram plus assets or whatever. Whoever it may be, whoever's available, they need to find a way to make that happen.
And they have the assets too as well. They still have so many picks from all these trades from Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday and all these guys. if they're going to make a move, I just hope that they don't like sit on their hands and wait to until they're like forced to make. Be proactive about it. Cash in when Brandon Ingram, he's not as high because he hasn't been an all-star in a few years or whatever, but cash in when Brandon Ingram's value is still pretty high and revamp, retool your team. Do the right fucking thing. It's not that hard. They're this close, in my opinion, to becoming a perennial team in the Western Conference.
Yeah. This and I know I somehow I've been very tapped into Pelicans Twitter. And there's a lot of debate. There's some smart fans who are like, this starting lineup is not it. They need to prioritize Z and like figure out a way to not break up this core because it's not going to work. And there's a lot of fans that are, you know, they're fans, right? They see the Pelicans are winning games and they're like, there's nothing wrong with this team. They're a good team. Give them time. Give them a chance. And I understand that. That's why it's weird and it's a bold prediction because they are good. They're going to be probably a top six team in the conference. And normally you wouldn't feel the need to make drastic moves when you have the momentum and you're still pretty young. But they're just so clearly not going to be good enough to ever make a leap above that. Like, this is their ceiling, I think. They're always going to be good, not great, unless they make drastic changes. And if I was running the team, I wouldn't wait that long to do so.
For the Pelicans, I would say what Brandon Ingram does provide you is insurance, and he makes you feel fucking safe. No matter what, you know you're going to be good. You're never going to be. Yeah, exactly. You're never going to be fucking ass down horrendous 20 and fucking 60 type or 62 type vibes. You're gonna be okay because the second Zion goes down, like similar to last year, they're probably gonna still be a playoff team. You know what I'm saying? But if you do fully lean onto Zion, then it's like, okay, all the eggs are fucking, all the chips are cashed in, and he is the only option.
Yeah. Shout out to Will Ayer for donating $20. He said $5 for each Amazon box in the frame. Goddamn. And shout out to Kevin Glicky for donating another $20. He said, one last thing. Why do all former Celtics players get so dumb and annoying when they join the NBA media? Paul Pierce, Scalabrine, and Kendrick Perkins, they all talk like they were part of a dynasty. Yeah, I don't know. They peaked. It's like the version of peaking in high school, but like they peaked in 2008. That's where their career was great, and they just want to get the recognition that they feel like they deserve for that team. More power to them, I guess, but I think we all agree here that team is very full of themselves.
Kevin, stop sending money. You're going to get audited.
It's tax season.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Exactly, bro. That's hilarious. Yeah. Brian Scalabrine was a running meme. They called him what? Wasn't he like the Red Mamba or some shit like that? Kendrick Perkins has been thrown into many songs. Brother. He's memed out like shit. You know what I'm saying? It's that team needs to be. There needs to be a scientific case on that, for sure. I'd be interested in dissecting every single one of those players' brains and what exactly took place in those 2008 locker rooms.
Yeah, I don't know. They bought into something that, listen, they paid the ultimate price. A lot of the careers went downhill right after.
Facts.
Donovan, what's your next bold prediction? Do you have any left?
Yeah, I have one. The Boston Celtics will lose no more than 3 games the rest of the way.
They rest of the way.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say... In the playoffs, I was like, "Oh, let's get spicy."
Oh okay. No! Listen, they're getting pushed to 6 a couple times, but they will end this season with they are 45-12 right now. They will end the season 67-15 at the absolute worst. I think that they are already on an 8-game winning streak. This is a team that, for a couple months, I've seen a couple people just be like, maybe they're just bored with the regular season, right? They are a team that obviously gets judged by what they do in the playoffs. They have all this veteran talent. They are top heavy. And now it is time to flip the switch and get into playoff mode. And I think that, and this is 100% first take narrative stuff, maybe Jason Tatum is going to look at all this MVP stuff and everybody being like, "Yeah, you're not really in the MVP stuff." And now we're going to start turning it up and going crazy. I think that they are going to be fantastic. They also have the third easiest schedule moving forward.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's going to be kind of light work. And so I yeah.
Kevin Glicky donated $10 again. He said, "About to expose myself."
Oh my God.
He said, "About to expose myself. Can't get audited. I'm only 19. No Tatum jokes. My God, I got some bad news for you. The IRS does not give a fuck. You can get audited at 19.
They're going to be at your door.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh my God.
My dad is an accountant. I've seen people so down bad immediately, crying, calling this man for help. I have so many memories. Kevin, prayers for you. My best advice.
You might only be 19. Stop. This might be what? It's your second year ever doing taxes? You can get audited. I promise. Don't get too ahead of yourself. You can get audited.
Do you think that you're above the IRS, Kevin? They're getting their money.
All right. We don't want to rant him out too much.
He's doing it himself.
He's already cooked. You're right.
All right, back. Yeah, someone said it's a crayon eater statement.
Yeah, the Celtics are going to continue to go on their run, and they're going to be very, very dominant.
Okay, I see some people in the chat don't like that take very much. Someone said Cap, they can't finish games. Yuck. I think that stuff's a little bit over exaggerated.
They win games in the clutch. We talked about this on the pod. Like, if you go and you look at their clutch stats, offensively in terms of like the offensive rating and their defensive rating, they are top five in the league in clutch moments. Their win percentage is top, I think, three in the league in clutch time. They low key are, at least statistically, a good team down the stretch, finishing games. They have had a lot of high profile losses. They do have some turnover issues that I am worried about once we get to the playoffs. But in a regular season context, I don't think that the clutch stuff is going to affect them getting to whatever ceiling that they can, which I think is 67 games.
Someone said, I'm not going to lie, I know like 10 Hispanic dudes from LA that look just like Isaac. That was hilarious.
Oh, bro, that is absolutely hilarious. Damn, bro. So,
well, that's all of my bowl predictions. Mo, do you have any left?
No, I don't have any left, but I saw someone in this chat earlier spamming, oh, Mo, tell the Charles Barkley story. Should I tell it? Yeah, do you guys think they deserve to hear it or what?
Yeah. I mean, we're not at 800 likes, though.
That's facts. What I'm saying.
But listen, we're at 746 likes. If you get to 800 likes, we will tell the story of how Charles Barkley stole Mo's girl at All-Star Weekend.
Almost stole. God damn it.
He gave her back. He gave her back.
Gave her back is crazy. Donovan was there. Oh, my God. That is nuts.
No, we almost did. They almost beefed. It was crazy. They almost fished the cuffs.
Oh, bro. That is absolutely hilarious. Okay, so listen.
Wait. We're not 800 yet. Are we?
Ooh, okay.
No, we're at 791. Kevin Gluggy done another $5. He said, if these brothers audit me, I'm going to call up Mo's dad to get him to stuff, settle the stuff out.
Enough tax talk.
Yeah, tax talk.
All right, we're at 800.
All right, so cool. What is it, like a Saturday night All-Star weekend? I think it's after, or is it Sunday? I don't know.
Saturday.
Saturday night All-Star weekend. Cool. I'm over here with Donovan. Isaac's at the hotel because other stuff happened that night, okay? And
boom. That made it sound crazy. I was just cold.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to egg on again.
I'll tell that story after. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so cool. We're at All-Star Weekend. Me and Donna were there, and then my girlfriend, and then her friend, her best friend's boyfriend. Cool. Those are the people there. We see Charles Barkley, my girlfriend, and her best friend go ahead and somehow end up talking to them. I walk up to Charles Barkley. I'm like, hey, what's up? How are you? He's like, oh, what's up? Good. What's good, man? I'm like, yeah, this is my girlfriend.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm like, yeah, this is my girl. He's like, oh, it's your girl? He's like, good job. I'm like, oh, yeah, appreciate that. And then he was like, he said something like, what's wrong? Like, you don't like handsome dudes walking up to your girl and talking to him? And I looked at him up and down. I'm like, bro, you're not handsome. You look like my dad. You ain't handsome. Then he started dying. I was like, what you mean, man? He was like, yo, like, handsome dudes are all over the place. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, but you're not one of them. And then he went ahead, started screaming out security. It's like, security, get this motherfucker out of here. Security, get this motherfucker out of here. I'm like, oh. He was joking, of course. He ain't trying to kick us out. He was like, nah, I'm just fuck with you, man. And then after that, went ahead, shook hands.
Hey, listen, mom, I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
Somebody's in the chat and they're like, hey, this story is boring as hell.
Wow. Was it?
No, it's just funny. Keep going.
I didn't want to tell the rest. Fuck that. And then it's a picture. That's hilarious. Anyways, this is how it ended.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's crazy. Yeah, you turn around, Charles Barkley. Chad, what do you do, Chad? You turn around, you see Charles Barkley trying to steal a girl. What do you say when you walk up? Mo said, you look like my dad. Only drunk Mo would say that shit. Sober Mo would never say that. That's the funniest part.
I am always sober. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I am a crown eater for...
Mo didn't drink that night.
Juice and drink he didn't water. Drink that night. I don't drink yes, he ever. Did. Liar.
Oh, anyways, man. Good story. I think this may be the end of the stream.
All right. I believe so too. What a stream.
Chat, good stuff. We appreciate y'all. We had a good old-fashioned band for band-off. A couple other people got in there, showed this, and they were throwing this shit on the table. They were throwing it up in the air. 20s were flying everywhere.
We didn't have to go ahead and slut ourselves out and dance or anything like that. We were good today.
Yeah, that's the end of the stream, chat. We appreciate y'all. Tune in next week, same time, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Barring any changes, might be Tuesday, but more than likely, Monday night. We'll see y'all next week.
As long as Isaac doesn't have tummy issues, if it's Tuesday, it's tummy.